Dutch anti-curfew protests spark riots and SpaceX sets another world record. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Monday, January 25th. Anti-lockdown protests turned to riots in the Netherlands, prompting police to use tear gas, water cannons and dogs to disperse thousands. At least 55 were arrested after chaos erupted in the country's main cities against the implementation of a new daytime curfew, the first since World War II. It was the worst violence to hit the country since the pandemic began. The lockdown will be in effect until 10th February. Taiwan has reported a second day of incursions into its airspace by 12 Chinese Air Force fighter jets. China claims Taiwan as its territory and has increased military activity near the island in recent months. Meanwhile, the U.S. military has sent the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier into the South China Sea for what it says is to ensure freedom of the seas. Portugal's president Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa has won a second term in office after winning an election with 61% of the vote. Rebelo de Sousa, a centre-right moderate, will serve a five-year term that will be his last due to term limits. Socialist candidate Ana Gomes came second with 13%, but close behind in third was Andre Ventura, a newly arrived right-wing populist who won 12%. Mozambique is reeling from Cyclone Eloise, which made landfall early on Saturday. Nearly 7,000 people have been displaced, while some 130,000 hectares of crops destroyed by heavy downpours. Forecasters are warning of widespread flooding and strong winds as the storm heads inland. And finally, SpaceX has set another world record. A Falcon 9 rocket carried 143 satellites into orbit on a jam-packed rideshare. That's the most satellites launched by a single rocket. The devices are owned by several companies, each paying at least $1 million to send their tech into space. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.